Today's daf is Masechet Brachot Daf Mem, another topic on Perot, on the heels of Tu B'Shvat. The Mishnah on Amud Aleph states that if you make a ha'etz on a fruit of the earth, you have not fulfilled your bracha obligation. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explains the novelty behind this halacha is to support the opinion of Rav Yehuda, who said that the tree that Adam ate from in the creation story, in the Gan Eden, was from wheat. By the way, the other opinions in the Gemara are figs and grapes. There's no apples. Sorry for the disappointment if you're hearing this for the first time. And the Gemara continues that one might have thought that since Rav Yehuda holds wheat as a kind of tree, that one should say Bari Priya Eitz. This is why the Mishnah taught this halacha. The principle for Bari Priya Eitz is different. And the Gemara says, Hacha de kashaklat le lepere, ete legvoza bahadar mefig. Where when you take the fruit, the branch remains and again produces a fruit. Absent of this, the Gemara continues, of this regrowth, after picking, we don't say Bari Priya Eitz, rather Bari Priya Adama. There's a three-way machlokas in Rishonim as to the meaning of the phrase, the branch remains and again produces a fruit. This discussion is not just relevant for the laws of Orla, for those who grow fruit trees, even in the Chutz Arts, but more fundamentally, how we define a tree. First opinion is the Rosh, who defines a tree as a plant whose roots are permanent and does not need to be reseeded each year, even if the trunk regrows from year to year. Fruits from this entity require Bari Priya Eitz. Second opinion is the Mordechai, quotes from the Gaonim. The definition of a tree is in the trunk, not the roots. And if the trunk is stunted during the winter months and needs to regrow, a fruit from this entity gets a Bari Priya Adama. Final opinion, which is quoted in the Radvaz, in a Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Simon, Taf, Taf, Kuf, Samach, Vav, in the name of Rav Gaon, also in the name of the Gaonim. It's all dependent on the branches. If the branches regrow each year, that's called a vegetable plant. And the Radvaz quotes from Rashi, from our Gemara, who uses the words Ha'anaf, Shala'etz, which is the branches. So who knew that defining a tree would be so complicated? In the same Chuv of the Radvaz, he writes that when he made Aliyah, Teretz Yisrael, he saw people eating eggplants without keeping the laws of Orla. And he was wondering about this, and his svara, his logic, not based on any of the earlier arguments, is from the fact that the eggplant grows from the seed within the year. This notion of a new svara, of a new logical way to define a vegetable versus a fruit, is explained by Rav Asher Weiss, Michas Asher, Chelek Gimel, page Reish Tzadik Tes, where he quotes the Chazon Ish, that we're allowed to utilize rules in nature that can be clearly observed to determine a vegetable versus a fruit. For example, plants with layers of leaves, such as cabbage, lettuce, or onions, are by definition vegetables. So by eggplant, the Chazon Ish said, it comes from a growth that doesn't produce beyond the three-year period. That's called a vegetable. Finally, it comes out, interestingly, that when it comes to the banana, which has a trunk that regrows each year, according to the Rosh, you'd actually make a Bari Priya Eitz, because the roots are permanent. But the Gaonim would say to make a Bari Priya Adama. Lemaisa, Rav Asher Weiss says, we must follow the Gaonim here, and you wouldn't be Yotze with making a Bari Priya Eitz, although there are some poskim who say you would. He says that you wouldn't be able to make a Bari Priya Eitz in a banana, because then we should be Machmir in the other direction and place the laws of Orla on bananas, which we see that we do not.